I really wish I'd actually recorded Kurt's presentation, his commentary on his poster, because it was very revealing. He has got the key information on this poster, but in order to illustrate his points, he referred to a number of case studies. For example, he's got four students with dyslexia in one of his groups at the moment, so he's able to draw on a lot of examples to illustrate the points that he's made. The most important point, excuse me, was around the way assessment works. Now, what he was saying was that they have the grading criteria which they've got to meet, but they have flexibility about the nature of the assessment. And they don't decide the assessment until they know who the cohort's going to be, so that they can make it as inclusive as possible and in part negotiated. And the question I asked the rest of the group was, that's such a good idea, shouldn't we all be doing that? And people seem to mostly concur. And yet, of course, we're constrained, most of us, by the demands of exam boards and other institutions that set assessments and the parameters of assessments and what we can do and what we can't do. So what they end up with are assessments that are enabling rather than restricting. So they very rarely have to make adjustments. Absolutely fascinating.